Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Yay, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. And what would heaven on earth be like if we didn't have our financial blueprints and our financial relationships solved and really embody wealth, a high sense of worth, a high worth from the inside out. Today, I'm so excited about today's show because I am going to introduce you to one amazing woman that's doing extraordinary things. I had the opportunity to meet her recently when I went to the Dream Big event in Arizona. And Michelle Boss is called, AKA the Money Boss, is a personal finance coach, author, and blogger in the San Francisco Bay Area. She's passionate about helping people create financial ease and mastery by connecting them with their money to manifest the life of their dreams. As a mom of four, hello, she's also committed to making a difference in the lives of young people through financial literacy initiatives. Welcome to the show, Michelle Boss, the Money Boss.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Cornelia, for having me. It's a great honor to be here with you today.
When I saw you at Dream Big and you went on stage and you introduced yourself and what it is that you're doing, I couldn't wait till you were done talking so that I could come and reach out to you and say, I want to talk to you because I just launched this series, The Millionaire Imprint for Women, and I'm looking for financial coaches and money managers that will teach us what to do with our money. And so that's how we met, and it was just so perfect, the synchronicity of what it is that you're doing, because so many of us, you know, were raised not with a financial blueprint. I grew up in poverty, and I grew up with a mom that was, an alcoholic. My father was absent, and there was nobody there that was teaching us about money, finances. And so we didn't get taught in school or in our financial home. And I bet so many people can relate to that story, that we didn't get taught what to do with our money. And that's where you come in. And so where have you been all our lives?
I agree. I have a corporate background. And when I made the move to entrepreneurship, which is very... a big accomplishment. It took a lot. That was a courageous step, but I really took time to reflect on what I want to do with my life when I grow up, right? Where can I make a really big impact? And I started looking around and I saw so many of my friends and my family members and coworkers that have that same story you just shared. Personal finance is not taught in our schools the majority of the time. And there's so many households, right? And so many homes that we don't have a good role model for our basic personal finance, yet it's such a critical life skill. And so even graduating with a degree in psychology and business, and growing up with parents who were entrepreneurs and a dad who was a certified public accountant, money advisor, I still entered my 20s, you know, feeling that I needed to study. So I took on self-study, and I spent a lot of time reading and studying Suzy Orman, as well as Robert Kiyosaki. And the list kind of went from there from my 20s on. But yeah, it's something that we don't get a lot of in our backgrounds growing up. And I feel that although there are resources out there right now, when I was struggling, which I'll tell my story about my personal finances and kind of what led me here, I didn't feel like I had a lot of people that I could reach out to that could provide a sounding board for me and a really good resource to help coach me through that difficult time in my life. And so I created that resource, and that's how I help people who are struggling with their personal finances. I love that I do not sell financial products. I get to coach and educate and take people from chaos and overwhelm and confusion to clarity and peace and abundance.
Yeah. And you also, this is so beautiful. You know, it's so beautiful what it is that you're doing, and that you really looked at and you said, what is it that I really want to do? What is the impact that I really want to make? And then you discovered that this was an issue that you also had struggle with. And isn't that interesting how the things that we struggle with the most, we can then, they turn out to be gifts. They turn out to be gifts, right? Because when we transcend that energy and when we create something from, you know, from chaos, it is amazing how many people are actually needing what it is that you went through. And so now that's your expertise and that's your skill. And I saw on Facebook the other day, I was so moved by your post. I want everybody to go to your Facebook page, by the way. Let's tell everybody, oh, I just got the chills again. Let's tell everybody where your Facebook is right now.
Thank you. You're going to make me cry already 2 minutes into the interview. So I'm at The Money Boss. That's my Facebook page. And then I also have a group from that Facebook page where you get special bonuses and interviews and that sort of thing. But
at The Money Boss. And when you all look at Michelle's Facebook page, you're going to see that she was talking about, she was so moved and touched. Her heart was happy. Heart is happy. When she was teaching and educating a group of young people on finances and blueprints and helping them and assisting them. And I thought to myself, oh, what a great gift. What a great gift. What a wonderful skill and what a wonderful service that you're offering to the young people, because everything that is going on in our world about value and devalue and low self-worth and low self-esteem is a direct reflection of that kind of energy that of not valuing our finances, not valuing our money, not valuing ourselves, not valuing our relationships, and that you're making this available to teach young people to have a beautiful foundation of what it is that they didn't learn in school or didn't maybe learn in their household. No judgments. It's just how it is. It's, you know, our ancestral, you know, I know that my mom did the best she could and with what she had. And so many stories are like this. So it's not about talking about making judgments, but it's about, hey, how do we want to build heaven on earth? How do we want to build the new earth? And how do we want to show up, right?
I love that you're highlighting that story, because it is so near and dear to my heart. I love helping, you know, anybody who comes to me with personal finance struggles, but to be able to start young before too many mistakes are made, before a lot of the patterns are ingrained, and before huge life decisions are made, giving young people that information, that education to make informed decisions about getting into education, student loans, buying their first home, relationships, emerging finance. It's truly rewarding. I know that this is my soul's purpose here, is to do that.
I mean, you know, you're called Michelle Boss, and then the money boss. The whole thing is just so perfect. It's like the whole thing, you know, the blueprinting, all the strategies, the things that you're teaching and doing, what you've put together. It just fits. It really fits. It's like an alignment. And I can feel, you know, it's locked in. It's clicking. It's like, this is such a great gift. And you're a mom of four. So how old are your children?
I feel so aligned. And Boss is really my last name. It's so fun. So I definitely had to capitalize on that with the playfulness with my business name.
Perfect.
Right. And I have two children of my own and two beautiful teenage stepdaughters. We have a blended family. I'm on my second marriage. So they range in age from 18 down to 8 years old, second grade all the way to a high school graduate who's working on her next course of studies. So it's really fun. One of them has even been to one of my teen classes.
One of your teen classes. So you regularly put on teen classes, but what a wonderful family. You know, your family's able to really receive the benefits again from your gift, and you're able to model that to young people and educate them and inspire them so that we can create a different world than what we were born into. Isn't that what we want? We want a healthy environment. We want a respectful environment. We want to make choices that are based on love and value and honoring. We don't necessarily want to be consumers in a sense of hoarding. We want to be smart with what it is that we're purchasing and the purchasing decisions that we make, and educated around how we treat money, right?
So beautifully said. Absolutely. It's a choice. And how we use that tool and energy. And it just so happens that I'm practical, and you know, have, that's the course that I went with helping people, is with the practical tools, which I'm excited to share and talk about today.
I know that's going to be so great, because we have different things that you're going to be sharing. And then also I want everybody to stay tuned. After this program, I'm bringing on the Millionaire Imprint for Women, and it's Momo, and she's also going to take us into a high vibration of manifesting exactly what it is that you need right here, right now, when it comes to money. So right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Michelle Boss, aka the Money Boss. I love saying that. And I love saying that you're one of our new co-hosts at the Millionaire Imprint for Women. Your series is going to begin on December the 28th. And we're going to have a theme that's going to roll out, that's going to help people really get start their foundation off smart when it comes to the beginning of 2019. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at CharleneHess.com.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit PureLightAudio.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth, and I'm with Michelle Boss, aka the Money Boss. Michelle, we're talking about what we didn't get taught as when we were growing up and how we can shift and change our financial blueprints today. And so you have a step and you have a technique. You mentioned a few minutes ago that you're all about practical tools, and that's what we need. We need practical tools on how to shift things and change things. So thank you so much for bringing them. So what's the one step that people need to do to connect with their money? What is the one step?
It all starts with the B word. Budgeting. And I know that's an intimidating, scary word for some people, but you know, I'll share just how I came to that conclusion. I will never forget the time when I was newly divorced and I had just moved towns. I just moved to get closer to my job. I had full custody of my two little ones, my 8-year-old and 11-year-old now, but this was 5 years ago. And I was the one paying alimony. So can you imagine the financial pressure? Even though I'd been independent all my life, my adult life, I still, you know, feel these emotions. You can see it coming through because I was so scared. I had no idea how I was going to put a roof over our heads. And I had constant worry and anxiety about it. The only thing that helped me get through that altogether was sitting down with pen and paper and writing everything out. You know, in psychology, there's catharsis method where you write out your stresses and troubles. Well, I did that in numbers. And basically what I was doing was writing out a budget. But I accounted for everything that was coming in and every financial responsibility that I had going forward. And just getting that down on paper so that it wasn't swirling around in my head, the mud started to settle. And then I could really, you know, look at the big picture and say, okay, you know what? I am going to be okay. This looks okay. This is going to pencil out. And I had a plan. And I knew as long as I followed that plan, I knew what to do financially and I would be okay. So not only was I able to take care of us and transition through that stressful time, I was able to purchase a home on my own here in the San Francisco Bay Area after that. And
wow.
Yeah, I was okay. You know, I moved on. I eventually found the love of my life again and transitioned from that corporate job. So what I realized, though, is that there's not a lot of people that budget. And, you know, there's a lot of money, anxiety, and worry. And if you don't know how to budget or you're resistant to it because you've never been taught, or, you know, maybe you don't learn from reading, or, you know, just wherever you're at, I took this method that I used and broke it down into four very digestible steps to help walk through the resistance, that very real psychological resistance, and come up with a very doable method for creating that budget.
Wow. That must have been an extraordinary time. It's almost kind of like having, you know, like an emotional breakdown of sort, where you were like, you know, before you sat down to actually write the budget, but that actually is what brought you, put everything down on pen and paper and to put it all down. So I think that was brilliant that you did that, because what happened is, like you said, you got it out of your head and you got it on paper. Now, then you were able to see and you were able to look at it and going, oh, okay, it's not as bad really as I think. And the emotional piece about the emotions that were attached possibly to the thoughts that you were thinking in your head now didn't hold any water, because you were able to see, I'm going to be fine. And even though you are on your own and you're having to carry this weight on your own and you're having to do this on your own, all these things were still true. It's just you empowered yourself by looking at everything and making that budget out. And I have clients too that, because I do business coaching. And so I ask them to make out a business budget, a personal budget, and a business budget, right? And so a lot of times I get so much resistance from clients because they don't want to look at it, simply because if they're entrepreneurs and they're women entrepreneurs, it's not like women have had their ideas funded and have really been met in equality when it comes to having the money that they need in order to start their businesses or their ideas met. So there's a whole story that goes along with that, right? But I have clients that, you know, just don't want to look at it, didn't want to look at it, have so much resistance to putting the budget down for numbers of reasons. And so I love that you have a four-step process that will help to move beyond that. Is that something that you're going to share with us today, or how does that work?
Absolutely. And this four-step method I have in a webinar that takes about an hour to walk through, and then my in-person classes are 2 hours. So we're going to condense this down really briefly for everybody and provide those tools that I use with every client.
Okay.
And it's amazing, the transformation. It's so almost selfish of me to say it's instant gratification, because I can see immediately the relief, the clarity, the excitement that replaces the fear of looking at the numbers. So this works, you know, it worked for me and all of my clients. So I'm very excited to share. Should I just jump in with?
Yeah, let's just jump in. And I love that you're going to share that with us. So thank you so much. Yes.
Absolutely. So back to the psychological resistance, the very first place to start is mindset. So clearing those blocks and deeply rooting to your why. And I'll refer back to that, but you want to have a very strong why you want to be done with this financial worry, right? Or why you are focusing and committing, dedicating yourself to paying off that credit card debt.
That's good. I love that.
Perhaps it's funding college educations, right? For your children or grandchildren. It's really important to root down to that why and feel yourself accomplishing that goal. How amazing you're going to feel when that mortgage is paid off or whatever that financial goal is, because that's part of the key to getting through that resistance.
So it's the why. It's the why. You have to get really clear on the why, because that's going to really help you take action, right? And we want to become hooked on taking action.
Yep, that's your root and your emotional tie that you're going to override that resistance or whatever all that other stuff is going on, right? Holding you back from getting connected with your money.
Yeah.
So once you can get rooted deeply in that emotional why, the first step, it's four steps we mentioned. It's great. It's C-A-S-H, cash. Very easy to remember.
Nice. Yeah.
So step one is C, which is cash flow. And it also stands for commit or connect. But C is sitting down and gathering all of your documents. That's all we're doing in this step. Looking at your income, looking at your expenses, and gathering the documents or data for the next step. So ninja move, tip or trick that can help you get through any resistance in this step is pulling out your calendar. Maybe you want to do that right now if you're really resonating with this, and mark a time on your calendar for step one.
I love that.
Yeah. Take action right now. It's not hard to do, right? Put it on your calendar and commit to when that time comes, really sitting down and doing this step, committing to do it. So that's step one is cash flow, just gathering those documents for your income and expenses. Okay. Step two, A, is assess. So there's no judgment here. And if you are resistant to moving on to this step or sitting down maybe in a separate time to do this, root back in again to your why. You know, why are you doing this? It's because you want that credit card debt to be zero. And there's going to be some action that you need to do to get through that, but root down to that why. So assess, you're taking all of your income and expenses and you're listing them out. That could be on pen and paper. That could be on an Excel spreadsheet or some other budgeting tool. The worksheet that I'm providing for everyone today has this column that guides you through line by line item, covers everything. It's customizable for you. So you just delete out what does not apply. And then you have the start of your budget. At the end of your listing, this is a very fun aha moment for a lot of people because there is a cell that will find the difference for you between your income and expenses. So this is like a big reveal, right? Oh, what is the real picture?
Yeah,
it's surprising to some people, you know, like, wow, I didn't realize everything added up, or oh, wow, I'm not doing as bad as I actually thought. You know, my income does exceed my expenses. So it's really fun to get to that point. Look forward to that if you're having any resistance.
Yeah.
Step three is S, which is a spending plan. And that's actually creating your budget. So again, the worksheets that I'm gifting to you that you'll have access to, there's a column where you actually go through line item by line item, actual versus what you want your goal to be. This is a little bit of a gray area. It's not so straightforward because you do need to draw from your gut.
I'm sorry, Michelle, is that a puppy?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm so sorry. Is she distracting? She's outside and she wants to join us.
Why don't you let her in?
Okay. I'll do that on break. Are we going to?
Yeah. We're going to go. In a few minutes, we'll go. Yeah.
Okay. And then, so your spending plan gives you a clear picture next to your actuals, where you want to go, where you want to move to. This is your opportunity to stretch, to set goals, to help you identify where you need to make some adjustments to reach your financial goals.
Okay.
And then step four is H, which is habits and accountability. And this step involves, again, putting time on your calendar on a regular basis to visit your budget and making sure that you're the dog. You are comparing your actuals to your budget. It's a living, breathing, working document that can change and will change over time. And then the accountability piece is the most important. Finding a friend, just like you would if you were losing weight or exercising, your financial fitness is important to have someone to share your goals with and someone that will hold you accountable to sitting down for your monthly money dates or revisits of your budget so that you stay on track.
Yeah. So those are easy steps to do. Let's list them again. Step number one.
Step number one is C for cash flow. Step number two is A, you assess, you look at your income and expenses. Step three is your spending plan. So that's where you actually go through and create your goals for each spending category and income category. And H, step four, is habits and accountability, making sure that you go back to your budget, use it as a living, breathing, working document, and get someone to hold you accountable to do that.
Yeah, I love that because, again, when you're doing that, you are literally creating a new blueprint for yourself. And you're also valuing the energy. If you don't look at it and if you have resistance to it and if you don't do the work, it's the same way with our own inner work, with our own inner journey. It's a relationship, right? And it is an opportunity for you to move into right relationship with your financial situation. And for that to become such a beautiful, juicy, true, authentic flow for you can only be done when you honor it and when you make it a priority in your life and when you're courageous to take a look at and go, I don't want this anymore. I want to change it, right?
Perfect reflection. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So one of the things, we're going to skip this break right here. But one of the things that that I find too is, you know, there's people, they have, you know, a personal budget or a business budget. So there's those two things for entrepreneurs that I find there's, you know, that they're not clear on because, again, they are actually having to pay themselves first. And that always is an issue there too, where, they're not used to doing that. They're not used to paying themselves. So that's a thing to add in there as far as making sure that your income is paid for so that you're paid, right? Do you find that with people?
A lot of people that I work with have variable income, so they're entrepreneurs or realtors. So yes, creating the financial stability for themselves, both income-wise and managing expenses, it all starts with getting connected. There's no way to really save or reach that goal if you do not know what's coming and going. And so, yes, honoring yourself and doing this step is the first really essential step to keeping and growing your money. And that financial peace and freedom.
Yeah, and I love that. So how is it that people are going to get access to this amazing practical tools?
Oh, so easy.
So easy.
Yes, from my website, themoneyboss.org/BBB for Boss Budgeting Blueprint. So triple B, a lowercase, will take you to the landing page, beautiful landing page where you can enter your name and email address. And not only will you get the worksheets that I have mentioned during this process. So they're Excel worksheets I use with every single one of my clients. You'll get the worksheets. There's a webinar that you can listen to. So that very rough or quick outline of the four-step process I just went through is expanded on with visuals. If you're that sort of learner, you have access to the one-hour webinar. And I have a book coming out that will be published on November 1st that explains everything as well. And so you will get access, or as soon as the book is delivered, it will be delivered to you as well.
The book will be delivered as well. Wow, that's incredible. That's very generous. So Carter, would you please take this information down? Michelle, I'm going to have you say it again. And Carter, will you please take this down and then let's put it in the description on the YouTube as the free giveaway so that people can have access to that if they didn't, if they're driving or if they didn't get it. So Michelle, would you please say it slowly again one more time?
Absolutely. So the gifts, the book, the worksheets, and the webinar can all be accessed for free, my gift to you, at themoneyboss.org/BBB. And after today, if you can't remember that, bossbudgetingblueprint.com will redirect you to the same opt-in.
Thank you. That is beautiful. So your book is coming out November 1st. And is that a hard copy book or is that an ebook or?
Both.
Both.
And what you'll get is a free digital download of the book. If you'd like the paper copy, I'm more than happy to get that sent out to you as well. Feel free to email me with that.
Wow. Thank you, Michelle. This is so awesome. You are the money boss after all. Yay. So now let's talk about your dream. I want to find out what is it? How do you define success? And I want to talk about your dream. What's your bigger dream? Tell us about that.
I'd love to. Can I take a moment since we didn't break to let my dog in?
Absolutely.
She's part of the story. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, absolutely. Let her in. I totally, I love dogs. Yeah. Absolutely love dogs and definitely want, she's hearing you talk. And so she's wanting in because she's part of the story.
She Yay. Is. So
oh, look at her. Yay.
This is my 5-year-old Vizsla, Gracie.
Oh.
Hey, Gracie. Come here. Gracie is a wonderful family dog. She was part of our therapy when I was going through my divorce. She's down here between my legs. Come here. Show everyone your beautiful face, Gracie.
There she is. Yeah. Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yes. She's giving me kisses. One of the reasons why I made that jump from a corporate career to entrepreneurship is so that I could be a more present and focused mom. I myself was a latchkey kid and I did not want that same experience for my kids. And so being able to have that time and freedom and the flexibility to work from home and drop my kids off, pick them up, you know, take the dog for a walk, it's just a dream come true. I mean, heaven on earth, right?
Yeah.
And it's funny because in my 20s, oh no, she's going to bark. I should have put her in her crate, but this is real life. In my 20s, I thought, you know, when I get to the point that I can afford a house cleaner, I've made it. Because one of my first jobs was janitorial services for my dad. So I've cleaned a lot of toilets and done a lot of, you know, floors and dusting and all kinds of dirty stuff. And that to me was my definition of success: being married, starting my family, owning a home, having someone to help me clean. In my 30s, it was all about my career and money and reaching, you know, that milestone. I hit $1 million in assets, which was unbelievable at the time. But looking back, you know, I was like very, very focused on sales and numbers. My job was a sales representative, so I was constantly focusing on numbers and goals. And then following the exit of my corporate career, you know, it's all about my family and connections. And this, I've been able to expand in this role, I guess. And now it's all about the people that I can make a difference for and the souls that I can touch. And I mean, that's my measure of success and wealth. It's like, you know, how many people, we're all here together at this time for a reason. And we all chose, in my opinion, you know, beliefs to be here together. And so those connections are really where that wealth lies for me and that measure of success.
Yeah. And I love that. And so I want to ask the audience today to really sit down and ask yourself the question, how do you define success? And what does success mean to you? Because a lot of times we're still making choices based on the old world of what we thought success was. And maybe you want to shift that because you really want to find out, hey, this to me is what success means. And it's different for each person. Just like you, you know, success for you is being with your family, being able to have a housekeeper so that you can do what it is that you're doing, taking care of your animal, doing the things that you love doing, supporting other people, connection. And one of the things that really impressed me about you is when we were doing a pre-meeting for us to come together to talk about this show and the collaboration and everything, you are at your computer working at 6:30 in the morning. And I had an appointment with you at 6:30 a.m. and Pacific time. And that really speaks to someone that is really true to their core values. And you told me that this is time in the morning that you take so that you can be, your kids are asleep, and that then you will be able to take your kids to school when they wake up at 7 o'clock. And I just really value that and honor that about you and admire that is how you're setting your life up. And that's the example that you're living for other people.
It's the way I find balance and fit it all in, but it's also so thrilling to me. I look forward to the work I get to do every day. You know, getting up early, yes, because
you're excited.
Out the door at 5, but yes, I'm excited to then get to go through my morning routine and just work on. And it's all my favorite thing to do. It's just every day I go through so joyful because of everything that I've said yes to and created. So that's what I truly feel is possible for everybody, is that peace and ease and joy creating your heaven here on earth.
Yeah, and you're really living your dream life. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and you're going to tell us more about the bigger dream. Okay, we'll be right back.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me The Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Take us with you on that morning commute. Download your favorite podcast from the Transformation Radio Network. Just visit transformationradio.fm.
We're back with Michelle Boss, aka the Money Boss. Michelle, tell us about your big dream. I mean, you're doing a lot of things, but there's still amazing things that you haven't told us that you're doing. What is all that about?
There is more that I'm up to, and it's just truly dreamy. There is an amazing business opportunity here in the community I live in Livermore, California, which is the original wine country. And so my husband and I are developing an inn, a 30-room inn with restaurant that we will be living on site, managing. It'll be a family business. And of course, I cannot give up my financial teaching and money coaching. So part of that big dream and this big project, which is raw land right now, it's in pre-development, but moving forward, very, very exciting. And part of that dream is including programs for young people to come in and intern and learn business and learn about money and finances, as well as hosting transformational money retreats for women and couples, whatever that turns into. But having this really rejuvenating, sacred place for connection and rejuvenation.
Oh my gosh. You know, I was just thinking when you said couples, you know, this is such a sore spot as far as couples is concerned, where, you know, couples have a lot of, you know, so many relationships fail because of this. And this would be such a wonderful retreat for couples to go to really come there and be all relaxed about setting up their new financial structure in a retreat setting and, you know, get all the tools and practical tools and techniques and get rejuvenation and then take that back home and live their life.
Yes, to be empowered with their money. So it's very exciting. Part of my expansion and dreaming bigger, and, you know, it never ends. Just keep setting goals and moving into that and taking action on that to make it happen.
I'm just curious, how did it happen? Did you and your husband, was this a dream of his to have an inn? Because this is, did you two dream this up together? How did that come about?
It's just such a cool project, and it's really about being able to see opportunity. And I think that's the biggest message for the audience, is that my husband pointed this property out to me. It'd just been sitting there. It's a piece of raw land that's been part of the development plans in here in Livermore for 20 years. And I just got curious and started asking questions. That's it. I cannot believe that nobody else has jumped on this opportunity. And, you know, that's really what it is. It's about seeing opportunity. And then the momentum and the dreaming and excitement just kind of grew into it from there. And it's something really fun that we have to share together and work towards.
So fun. So fun. Thank you so much for sharing all this good information, inspiration, and empowerment today. And so where is the number one place for us to start now, Michelle? What is the place that you want us to go to? What do you want us, where to start now?
Yes, back to the basics. Before any dreams can come to fruition, before you can really start focusing on financial goals, it goes back to the basics. So go to themoneyboss.org/BBB, triple B for Boss Budgeting Blueprint, or bossbudgetingblueprint.com to get those tools and take that action, commit to doing that to reach your dreams.
Wonderful, wonderful. So let's see, what did I want to ask you? I wanted to ask you about
my next project.
Yes, yes, your project about that's starting on November the 1st, right? Because you
November the 1st, and everybody is invited. I have put together another free resource for anybody who wants to get inspiration as well as strategies, real techniques and strategies to create ease with their money and build wealth. It's Unconventional Ideas. The series is an interview series with 10 people. It airs November 1st through 11th, and I'm included on one of those days. So it's 30 to 40 minutes that you carve out, and you're going to learn unconventional ideas to, again, create ease with your money and build wealth, and just lots of free gifts, bonuses that the experts are sharing along with their wisdom. And I'm just so excited for this event. If you'd like to get in on that, you can go to themoneyboss.org/BAMoneyBoss. So /BAMoneyBoss.
Be a money boss. I love that. Now, is that the series that I'm involved in also, or am I involved in a different one? I'm not sure.
Of course, this is the series that Cornelia is going to be featured on as one of our experts. Thank you for prompting me there. So we get to continue our collaboration on the series, Be a Money Boss. I'll be interviewing Cornelia and sharing her wealth of information and knowledge. So the collaboration just continues, and it's very, very exciting. So yes.
It is. And so we are meeting on Tuesday, though, however. And are you making that series available on, are you making that series available on the 1st?
Yes. So how it will work is one interview is delivered to your inbox every day.
I see.
November 1st through 11th. You will have 3 days to view each interview, and then there will be a replay period at the end. So there's lots of time all the way up until the 21st of November to soak up these juicy interviews and information.
That's going to be so great. I'm so glad that you just said that, because I want to make sure that I have that resource available for your people for that interview from all the past shows that I can give away as a gift, so that people can have access to that. And that's going to be another powerful tool. Yay.
I can't wait to share that interview with everyone. And the whole interview series is truly awesome. You guys, I can't wait to see you there.
Totally. I can't wait to be there. And, you know, I'm so excited about your inn. I wouldn't mind coming there one day, coming to a retreat for business or who knows what. Bring a tribe, bring a group of people there that's going to benefit from the amazing things that you all are doing. And so what would you put on a t-shirt, Michelle?
Be a money boss.
No, yay!
Just like if I had a t-shirt and I got to design my own.
Yep.
Well, a few phrases come to mind. I'm a money boss. I'm a money badass. I'm a badass with money.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Just something very empowering and inspiring, because truly I believe that it's possible for everyone with the right strategies, mindset, and dedication to, you know, reach their dreams and financial goals.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Michelle. It's been a magnificent hour of education and fun and getting really smart about our money. I will see you again next week. And then we're also looking forward to having you on the Millionaire Imprint beginning next month. Everybody, thank you, Michelle Boss. Stay tuned for the next show, The Millionaire Imprint with Momo Yasutake. And we'll be back the next time. Thank you so much. Namaste.
So fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.